With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hugh Jackson, of course, let go as head coach of the Browns last week. And first person that he talked to joins us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Mary Kay Cabot, PlainDealerCleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're good. Nice job getting Hugh's side of everything that went down. He then appeared on ESPN, and I would say that both what he said to you and what he said on ESPN didn't go over real well with a lot of folks. What were your thoughts about what Hugh was telling you about the situation that he was removed from?
Well, I think my biggest takeaway from the whole thing really was, and I think he has carried this theme throughout, is that he regrets handing over the play calling and his offense to Todd Haley when he finally had John Dorsey in here picking better players. He finally had an opportunity to coach a quarterback like Baker Mayfield, and he took the suggestion of Jimmy Haslam to get an offensive coordinator. He turned it over to someone who he thought would be really great, that he thought he could possibly work with, even though I talked to so many people, even back then, who felt that was going to be a train wreck, those two together. But I think that was the biggest takeaway, is that he just feels like he made a big mistake there. And if he was going to go down this season, he would have rather gone down on his own offense.
Mary Kay, do you think it was, I don't know. Do you think Jimmy Haslam told him he had to have an offensive coordinator after one win in 2 years? I mean, was it either that or find a job in the offseason? What do you think?
I don't think it was an ultimatum like that.
Okay.
I don't think it was that strong. I think it was a suggestion, but the vibe was there. Hey, you be the CEO coach and let somebody else run the offense. And I think that there were statistics and things that, you know, shown to him to support that, you know, maybe this will be better this way for you. You can oversee the whole thing. Still be involved in the offense, but ultimately he wasn't involved in the offense in any way, shape, or form. He was in the meetings, but even Joel Bitonio said he wasn't much of a voice in the offensive meetings. And as we could see from Hard Knocks on, Todd Haley was neither open nor receptive to Hugh Jackson's suggestions, including week after week after week of him urging him to play more Duke Johnson.
Mary Kay, should he have been more receptive? And I say that based on watching Hugh's offense for 2 years. It wasn't very good.
Well, you know, who knows? I mean, nobody knows exactly what he would have been able to do with Baker Mayfield and the offense that he had this year, although I still think there are some definite problems with this offense. To have the guys that he has now, I for one do think that he should have done it himself, had the opportunity to do it himself, and when he begged Jimmy over the past 4 or 5 weeks to help him do something about this, because it was basically an organizational decision. I mean, there was a lot of money involved. You can't just go firing people without your owner's approval. But I do think that he deserved the chance to run his own offense, and if he was going to get fired, he would have gotten fired on his own merits, on his own successes and failures.
Where do you think Jimmy Haslam is going to go as far as advice moving forward? And do you think John Dorsey is going to be, you know, the front man on where they're going with this head coaching position?
You know, it's hard to say. I don't really know for sure. I think they need to streamline the whole operation. I really do. And I probably would right now put it in the hands of John Dorsey and his team and let them make the hire and have that coach report to John Dorsey. But I don't know if Jimmy's willing to do that. He still has other people in his building that are left over from the Sashi Brown regime. He values their opinion on a lot of things, and I don't know if he's ready and willing to turn everything over to John Dorsey like that. I think he really needs to get with some people in the offseason and figure out how they're going to do this and what it's going to look like, but it still needs to be tweaked.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, PlainDealerCleveland.com. Mary Kay, let me go back one second here to the Hugh and Todd Haley thing. I was surprised. If you're going to let go of Hugh, why do you let go of Haley if they're combative? And maybe the only thing I can think of is Todd didn't play well with others, you know, that preschool excuse. But if they weren't on the same page, then you would think that there wouldn't be a reason to fire both of them, would there be?
Well, I think if he was able to establish, and I'm sure that he did, a pattern of insubordination on the part of Todd Haley, you know, starting back from the things that we could see ourselves on Hard Knocks and then moving to the first game when he started Josh Gordon against Hugh Jackson's wishes and basically said he was going to do whatever he wanted to do, I think that if he were able to establish that to Jimmy and Dee Haslam, that I think it would be hard to fire him for the, you know, for the disagreement or whatever they wanted to call it, the internal discord between those two, without also firing Todd Haley.
All right, Mary Kay, so what did we learn over the last week about where this team is going forward to, especially with the way Greg Williams is going to handle things?
Well, things will be different under Greg Williams, and things will be different under Freddie Kitchens. And some of the things that he was fighting for, we saw play out in that game. He was fighting for more Duke Johnson. You saw that. He was fighting for a couple downfield shots. You saw that. You know, just a lot of things that you saw, I think, played out in that game. And so I think those things are good. Those things were the things that Todd Haley was very resistant to. So there's that. And then there are other philosophies that will be different in terms of who gets to play on Sunday and, you know, when they practiced or didn't practice during the week. And I think that's what happened with Demaryius Randle. You know, I think under Hugh Jackson, if Demaryius Randle would have gotten to the game on Sunday, tested his injuries, which I think was mostly a groin this week, tested his injuries in pregame and felt good enough to play, I think Hugh would have played him, but that's not going to happen under Greg Williams. If you don't practice all week, he's not going to put you out there. I asked him that question yesterday, and that was basically his answer. So there was that. There could be a change at left tackle, which I think would be significant. Desmond Harrison has been struggling. Greg Robinson stepped in there and did better. So now Greg has to make a decision whether or not Greg Robinson will start against the Falcons, and it seems like it's leaning that way.
Is that because Desmond Harrison is sick, young, needs some experience, or do you think they've turned the page on him? I can't imagine they've turned the page on him, have they?
Well, first of all, he had some kind of an illness that was bad enough to last 3 days and keep him out of the game. Now, how many times have we ever heard, you know, hey, if you've got the flu, you've got to get out there or whatever. So I'm not really entirely sure what the illness was, but I don't think it was just, you know, that he had a little virus or a cold or the flu or something like that. I think he had something significant enough that he could not play in that game. And now, he did say yesterday that he thinks he'll be fine for this game. Greg Williams wasn't as definitive about that, so that might factor into the decision. But he was struggling a lot, and I think they need to settle that side of the line down a little bit.
Mary Kay, we were talking about Paul DePodesta based on this interview, the story that came out this morning. What do you believe DePodesta's role is? Because, I mean, I've been told it's a lot more than just football. And that's probably the primary reason he reports to Jimmy Haslam. What are your thoughts on DePodesta and his influence and the guys that are still there from Sashi and how that affects the way people are working with an old regime and a new regime?
Well, that's the thing that I've been talking about for a long time, and I know I've said it on this air with you guys a number of times. You know, Paul and Andrew Berry are really good football executives. Andrew Berry is one of the rising young talents in the NFL, and I know Jimmy Haslam really, really likes him a lot. In fact, to the point where I've heard people tell me that they feel like he really is, you know, grooming Andrew for a very high-level position someday, whether it be here or somewhere else. He just sees Andrew as just a great football guy. But I do think that it creates factions in your building when you have the leftover Sashi regime, and they're very, very valued, and in one side of Jimmy's ear, and then you've got the whole Dorsey family on the other side. I just don't think that you can mix strings. I've been saying this all along. I wouldn't do it. I mean, if you have the John Dorsey, Elliot Wolf, Alonzo Highsmith, and with, you know, Ron Wolf basically consulting for those guys, I'm sure, I don't know that you really need to have people left over from the Sashi Brown regime also in the building. I just don't see how that's going to work going forward. So I think they need to figure out how to deal with this and who's going to do what and when so that there isn't that suspicion, resentment, whatever the case may be, that they need to get this figured out.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. You can read her work at the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And to me, Mary Kay, what you just said goes back to what you said earlier and what Andy and I have said all along. How about if we try it this time with the Browns, that the general manager actually hires the coach and the coach reports to the general manager and the general manager reports to the owner? You know, streamline things. It's clear that, Jimmy Haslam trusts John Dorsey. He allowed him to rebuild the front office, bring in his guys. It hasn't worked the other way. Maybe you try it this way this time, huh?
Well, if you are going to allow him to fill up the building with the respected guys that he brought in, yeah. Elliott and Alonzo, that's a very strong, tight-knit group right there. So if you're going to do that, now if you just brought him in and you expected him to sort of fit in with Paul and Andrew and everything else that you were doing, that's one thing. But he brought in an executive team. So if you're going to do that, then you might as well let them run the show. I mean, you know, it just reminds me back of when, you know, you just had the whole Eric Mangini thing going on, and then you had Brian Mike Holmgren. I mean, it just doesn't work to mix these streams like this. It just, it really doesn't. So they need to get it figured out, and they need to get it figured out soon, because they have a very, very big decision to make, and they have got to fix the business flow chart.
Mary Kay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay
Cabot. You can read her work in The Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, and she has done a terrific job through all of this turmoil that's been going on with the Browns. That's some really good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.